Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. On October 11th, 2014, five early music ensembles performed in Early Music America's Baroque Performance Competition. This hour on Harmonia, we'll hear from all five finalists, including the 2014 Grand Prize winner, Infusion Baroque. Plus, we'll hear music by Matthew Locke on a featured recording by the Wayward Sisters, who happen to be the 2011 winners of EMA's Naxos Recording Competition.
Thank you.
we heard Palad Muzika, the grand prize winners of the 2012 Early Music America Baroque Performance Competition, performing music by 17th century composer Dario Castello. Early Music America, or EMA, is a nonprofit organization that serves and strengthens the early music community in North America and raises public awareness of early music. One of their many activities is the sponsorship of competitions for up-and-coming performers. In the spring of 2012, Early Music America launched a brand new competition for emerging Baroque performing ensembles. 2014 marked the second biennial competition. Five finalists were chosen to compete in a live concert at the Logan Center in Chicago on October 11th. This hour, we'll hear a sampling of performances from all five ensembles. Soprano Peggy Bélanger and lutenist Michel Anger make up Consort L'Orange. The Quebec-based ensemble, founded in 2012, specializes in the historically informed performance of arias and instrumental music for small ensemble from the Baroque period. Their performances are heavily influenced by their own research into original sources and treatises. In addition to the EMA competition, Consort L'Orange's busy 2014 season included performances in France and Italy.
Oh,
That was Consol Laurentia performing Barbara Strozzi's L'Eraclito Amoroso from Cantate Ariete, Opera Seconda. Harpsichordist duo John Waldhausen and Lillian Gordas are Les Ramoneurs, a new ensemble formed in 2014 on the occasion of the 250th anniversary of the death of French Baroque composer Jean-Philippe Rameau. They specialize in the arrangement of a variety of repertory for performance by two harpsichords. They're particularly interested in the work of French Baroque composers, including Rameau and Jean-Marie Leclerc. We heard Les Ramoneurs perform La Pantomime from Jean-Philippe Rameau's Quatrième Concert. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook. Just search for Harmonia Early Music. Another finalist in the EMA competition, Elixir Baroque Ensemble, aims to bring new audiences to early music through innovative programming, creative staging, and a particular emphasis on outreach. Made up of harpsichordist Sarah Ann Churchill, viola da gamba player Justin Haynes, and violinists Elissa Leferge-Smith and Valerie Gordon, Elixir performs regularly in their hometown of Toronto. Founded in 2010, the group has always made community outreach and education a priority. They work regularly with children at the Kingsway Conservatory of Music, and they've worked and performed with the Community Baroque Orchestra of Toronto.
Thank you.
That was Canzona Prima for Two by Polish composer Marcin Milojewski, performed by Elixir Baroque Ensemble. Trio Speranza made its debut in a concert at the Boston Early Music Fringe Festival in the summer of 2013, and since then has been busy exploring instrumental chamber music of the Baroque period. The ensemble, made up of violinist Anna Griffiths, cellist Cora Swenson-Lee, and harpsichordist Jason Moy, is devoted to the performance of a wide variety of music, encompassing both familiar and less familiar repertory. This season, their focus is on the music of Buxtehude and other composers of the German Baroque.
Thank you.
We heard Trio Speranza perform music from Jean-Baptiste Barrière's Trio Sonata No. 2 in D minor, followed by Michel Lambert's Air de Cour, Vos Mépris Chaque Jour. During the final round of the 2014 EMA competition, held October 11th on the campus of the University of Chicago, each of the five finalists presented a short program in front of a public audience and a panel of five judges. Three different prizes were awarded. The presentation prize was awarded to the ensemble that presented, quote, the most innovative concert experience, combining inventive programming, compelling program notes, and undeniable stage presence. This $500 cash prize was awarded to Trio Speranza. Congratulations! You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, presenting EMA's annual Young Performers Festival, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. We're listening to the finalists of Early Music America's 2014 Baroque Performance Competition. Up next, the grand prize. The EMA Baroque Performance Competition offers not only a tangible cash prize of $3,000 to the grand prize winner, but also a package of less tangible benefits, carefully selected to enhance and encourage the budding career of a young professional ensemble. These include guaranteed concert engagements, special publicity appearances, and PR and business coaching. In addition to the grand prize, an audience prize, which includes a $1,000 cash prize, was presented to the ensemble that received the most votes from the live audience. At the end of the night, one ensemble walked away with the hearts of both the judges and the voting audience members. Congratulations, Infusion Baroque. Thank you. We heard Infusion Baroque perform music from a sonata from Telemann's Nouveau Quatuor. Members of the 2014 Grand Prize-winning ensemble Infusion Baroque regularly present innovative concerts in their home city of Montreal, combining chamber music with other forms of artistic media. The ensemble is made up of musicians Alexa Rain Wright, Salanie Amouat, Camille Paquette-Roy, and Ronan Nadler. The group's recent creative undertakings have included an interactive murder mystery soiree and an evening of instrumental music paired with paintings. Their upcoming season includes, quote, a Baroque-inspired fashion show, an interactive games night based on the workings of the music business, and an evening of Baroque music selections paired with artisanal beers. Sounds like fun.
Thank you.
We heard a sonata by Georg Philipp Telemann performed by Infusion Baroque from a live concert recording. Congratulations to the members of Infusion Baroque, the grand prize winners of the 2014 Early Music America Baroque Performance Competition. You can find hundreds of archived episodes, playlists, and podcasts online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Besides the annual Baroque Performance Competition that we've been sampling this hour, the EMA has in previous years also managed three separate recording competitions for early music soloists and ensembles, awarding the prize of a debut commercial CD recording. In 2011, the ensemble Wayward Sisters were the prize recipients of EMA's recording competition in conjunction with the Naxos music label, and in 2014, the sisters' recording project came to fruition. Their debut CD of Matthew Locke's The Broken Consort Part 1 and Tripla Concordia is our featured release. Matthew Locke, an English composer of the generation before Henry Purcell, was a man whose life and work formed a bridge between Renaissance musical forms and traditions and the developing chamber music of the early Baroque. Locke wrote two volumes of suites for a broken consort, or mixed group of instruments from different families, like viols, violins, and various wind and plucked instruments. Here's Locke's Suite No. 1 in G minor.
Thank you.
That was music from the Wayward Sisters' 2014 debut release of Suites by Matthew Locke. We heard the first suite in G minor. Learn more about recent early music releases on the Harmonia Early Music podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. The writers for this edition of Harmonia are Elizabeth Clark and Janelle Davis. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, John Bailey and Joe Getz. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Our producer is Luann Johnson, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.